by themselves and came into your house.
So therefore, in the Hadoi, there's a chazaka. If you're holding on to a sheep in Hadoi, you have right to say that you bought it. So therefore, we hear that these Izim ate up your barley, and you went and grabbed the Izim, you have a right to say that he ate up the amount of these Izim, because if he wanted to lie, you could have said a better lie. You could have said that these Izim belong to you altogether, that you bought them. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Shloshe Chadoshim. Shmuel says that on a field that you only go on the rain, so therefore it doesn't give up produce the whole year, Keseda. It only gives up one crop a year. So it's enough to have the 3 years and 18 months that you have the last 3 months of the first year, and the first 3 months of the last year, and the middle year. So it's enough 3 months of the year. So and Rabbi Kiva says it's enough even 1 month of the year. He holds you could have Shnei Chazok after 14 months. The last month of the first year, the first month of the third year, and 12 months in between, because it has to be Ritzufim. It has to be one after another. So Mora says, what's the Machlekes then? So Chur Lema, let's say, near Ika Benayu. Like Rabbi Kiva says, 1 month. What could you do in 1 month? So near means just to plow the ground. If a person plows the ground for 3 years, is that called a Chazok or not? So Rabbi Yishmael Sova, nearly have a Chazok. Just the fact somebody plowed your ground, he did not plant there, that's not called a chazaka. The owner doesn't get alarmed about that. You're plowing my field, good, you're doing me a favor. But if you don't use it, it doesn't bother the owner, that's not called a chazaka. For Rabbi Kiva Savano, near heavy chazaka. The fact somebody's plowing your field, that's also called a chazaka. Therefore, after 1 month that he plowed the field, that's called a chazaka. So I'm going to ask the question, is that the pshat of Rabbi Kiva? For Tisbro, do you really think this way? For Tisbro, Rabbi Kiva, my ear, Chodesh, why does Rabbi Kiva say you need a complete month? Why a month? I feel you're mechonami. You know how long it takes to plow a field? You can plow a field in 1 day. And Rashi says, Yochol Asa is by near. In 1 day you can plow the whole field. If so, why does Rabbi Kiva say you have to wait a month, the last month of the first year? Even the last day should be enough. So therefore, no, Ella rather the pshat like this. The Kula Yalma nearly have a chazaka. Everybody holds that near is not called a chazaka. Just on the fact somebody plows your field, that's not called a chazaka. But for Hoko, so what's the machlokes then? That Rabbi Kiva says it's enough to eat 1 month worth of crop, and Rabbi Shmuel says no, you have to eat 3 months. You have to work on the field 3 months. What's the machlokes? 1 month enough for 3 months? For Hoko, I tell you, peiro rabba or peiro zuti gibenayu. The machlokes is what type of crop do you have to have? Big fruits or small fruits? The Rashi says like this. Peiro rabba or peiro zuti gibenayu. Rabbi Shmuel svir the loyhevi chazoka achiyukat peiro rabba. Tahainu, what does that mean? Kishenigmra kolatfua. You have to wait till all the wheat is ripe. And that takes 3 months. Lefikach tsaras kashi chadoshim. Kagoin sarim bali shaberlis shol oats viyadoshim lentils. Shekdilim begim lechadoshim. It takes 3 months for these things to grow. That's what type of crop you have to eat on the field to act like an owner. For Rabbi Kiva Savano, it's enough peira zuta, even small fruits. Tahani kugoin shachas. Shekdilim bishleishim yoim. As I said before, the unripe wheat. If the 30 days that it grows, you cut it down sometime to give to the animal. So the Kiva holds that's also called the good chazaka, the chazaka. Afal pishto nigmarat fuwa, even though it didn't fully grow. So what? Inami Ros Rash Rashbam says, Rabbi Kiva holds even kugonieric, even vegetables maybe, that grow in 1 month. That's also called a chazaka enough to show ownership. Rabbi Shmuel says no, a real owner, when you first take over ownership of the field, you don't go to plant such simple small things. You go to plant the real stuff. You're going to plant real barley, real wheat, which takes 3 months to grow. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says you have to use the field for 3 months, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's enough for 1 month. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Nier ain't a chazaka. If somebody just goes out to your fields and plows in the field for 3 years, that's not called a chazaka. It doesn't bother the owner that much. The fact you did not plant in the field, you only plowed it, that doesn't bother the owner. But v'yeshremim, some say, raise the chazaka, no, that's called the good chazaka. If somebody goes down to your field and he plows your field for 3 years, you should have been meicha. If you were not meicha, that's also called the good chazaka. So Mara says, man yeshrem, who's this yeshrem that says, it is called the good chazaka, Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Acha, he. Goes according to Rav Acha. The Tanya will learn like this, Noroshona, if this Reuven, that's good, the Shem is going down to the field, going down to Reuven's field,
and wants to claim that he bought it and he has a chazaka. And what he did was, the first year, he just plowed it. The Zora base. And then he seeded it the second year. Or else, Nora base, left it blank, he just plowed it the second year. The Zora Shona. Or else Nora base means he let it just plow it the first 2 years. And the Zora Shona, then he seeded it for 1 year. Ain't a chazaka, it's not called a good chazaka. The year that you only plowed it, that does not help for chazaka. However, Rav Acha says, HaRezu Chazaka, yes, it is called a good Chazaka. We'll soon see what the Machlokes is telling you in. But he owes the fact somebody goes down to your field and plows your field, that also bothers the owner. If the owner didn't sell it to him, the owner should have made a Machlokes, should have made a protest. What are you doing in my field, plowing my field? Since the owner did not say this, therefore it's called a good Chazaka. Now, Omer Rav Ashi, Shailis called Gederli Hador. I asked all the Gederli Hador. The Omuli said to me, near her is the Chazaka. He said to me, yes, near is called the good Chazaka. So he says, what? All the Gdelag there also holds like him, that near, if he just can't plow the field, that's also called the Chazaka. Oh, Malay Rav David, Rav Nachman, my time of demand the Yom and near have the Chazaka. What's the Svara? What's the reason to say that if somebody just comes down to make some near, just plows the field, why is that called a chazaka? So the answer back to Pshat is that loy ovid inish, the krivoy lay, liar yavashasik, that an owner would not stand still and let somebody else come down and work on his field. Even though the person is only plowing the field, so what? It still bothers the owner. The owner wants to work on his field himself. He doesn't want anybody else to come down. Therefore, if the owner watches and lets somebody else come and plow the field, that's also proof that the owner really sold him the field. Therefore, near is called a good chazaka. If so, will my time of demand the yom and near lay have the chazaka? What's the svar the other way? Why should I say if somebody just plowed the field, it's not called a chazaka? It must be like this. May Marom Matei, the owner says himself like this. Listen, kol shicha or kol shiva v'shiva the karvu liyayil bay. Every single bang or shovel that he puts in my ground to plow my ground, I'll give him a yashikayach. Very good, come and do more and more. Like all you're doing is just making my ground better. The Rashbam says, Kleima, halavai, v'yachrish harbi, halavai, come in and plow my field for me until I finish plowing. In other words, you're not planting, you're not using, taking away the koiches, the power of the field. You're only making it stronger for me. You're only plowing my field. So therefore, the owner doesn't have to be meicha adarabba. The owner is happy if he sees somebody else come down and plows his field. He just saves him the work. So therefore, that's not called a chazaka. Shochulei. What? Talimor says, Shochulei, v'nei fum nahoro, l'rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. The people from Pum Nahoro, this city, ask Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us like, Nira hevi chazaka, lehevi chazaka. What's the locha? If somebody comes down just to plow the field, is that considered a chazaka or not? Omulu, he said back to him like this, listen, Rav Acha, v'chol g'deli ador amri nir, harei ze chazaka. They talk all say that if somebody plows the field, that is a chazaka. The owner should have been meicha. It bothers the owner that somebody else is using his field. If the owner was not meicha, that's a right, that's a proof that you bought the field. So Mara says back, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav so lemechshev gavra, like Yistam want to tell me over what some people said. I didn't ask you what people said. I asked you what's the locha. What is the locha? What's the locha? Don't just tell me that he said this way. Because if you just start telling me what people said, I have people saying the other way around. For Rav and Shmuel were in Bavel. Rav and Shmuel were in Bavel. For Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Akiva, Eretz Yisrael. And even people in Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Amri, they say near, Leia v'chazaka. They say taka near is not called a chazaka. You told me before that Rav Acha b'chol g'dil ador say, near is called a chazaka. That's not a proof what the locha should be. Because here I have people that say, near is leia v'chazaka. So what should I do? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Masnehi. What does it say now? Yes, Sadamor says what? Where is this Rabbi Shmuel? Where are they? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Masnehi. It goes according to our Mishnah. As the Rambam says, could it mean the Lekuli Yalma near leia v'chazaka? Kleima. Yoy mechod, bishona, shenor, boy, soda, ain't a chazaka. Our Mishnah both, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not enough just the fact the person worked on it one day. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, he has to work at least a month. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to work 3 months.
So I call upon him for sure, it's not enough for just one day. So now Mishnah, we see clearly that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva holds, near is not called a chazaka. So from now Mishnah, we know that. Rav Mahi, where's this Rav? Where did you tell me Rav and Shmuel, they also both say that near is not a chazaka. Where is this? Tiyom Rav Yudam Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. He says this is the words of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva now Mishnah, that a chazaka has to be either 3 months or else 1 month. Aber Chachom and Mar Chachom say, Ches Kosan Gimel Shonim, Miyayim Liyayim, Chachom say, no, nothing doing. Chazaka on karka has to be 3 complete years from day to day. So Mar says, Miyayim Liyayim Lamutimai, what does it mean to say it has to be from day to day? Lav Lamutinir, doesn't mean to say the Lamutinir is a lie. It means to tell us that near, if someone just plows the field, that's not enough. You have to work on the field day to day. It means you have to use it. Rashi says, the filu peira rabba, a peira zutra kumamayit, the koshche nir, the miyom liyom katan, the mute filu shonam katoyas, am nir the chosh of chazaki yamechadida. Yet the chazosh nir is not called anything. You have to have, according to Chumim, a complete 3 years. That's how you see Rav hold, nir, someone just plows the field, that's not considered a chazaka. Shmuel mahi, where is Shmuel that also says that nir, someone just plows the field, that's not called chazaka? Where is Shmuel's halacha? Tiyom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Zudib Rav Yishmael Rav Akiva. Av Chachom Mar Chachom say, Ad She Yigdor Shalosh Gedeiros. Chachom say, if you have a field, an orchard, a field that gives off trees, fruit trees, so they say it's enough, if first you go down and cut down the Gedeiros, you cut down the grapes. The Yiftzah Beis Betziros. First one, Yigdor Rav Yishmael says, Yigdor, that's lush enough tomorrow. You cut down 3 crops of dates. Then v'yimtsa gimel betziros. You cut down 3 crops of grapes. And then v'yimtsa gimel masikos. And then you go and cut down the zeisim. You cut down the olives, 3 crops of olives. So I quote upon him, according to Shmuel also, you see that just near is not enough. You have to mamish work on the field. So Mar says now, my benayu, what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Rashi says, bein lamar, gimel shana binim. Like, you have to work here 3 years. Like, what's Shmuel saying that the Chum say, Achiyiv de Sholosh Kederos? Chura means you have to cut down 3 years worth of the crop. Says, so what's the machlokes from Shmuel, and Rav? So my answer is, Amar Abaya, Dekel Nori Kibinayu, a young palm tree. Vashesh Oisha Sholosh Palm Ashona, that it gives off fruits 3 times a year. So according to Shmuel, in 1 year you can make a chazaka. As long as you cut off 3 crops of dates, each crop is called like another Shona Chazaka, so you can have a Chazaka after in 1 year. And according to Rav, nothing doing, you always have to have a complete three years. Rashi says, Dekel Norik Venayim, Dekel Yal the young palm tree. The Pachas Megil Mishon Mishleim as soon as Gimel Pomim. Less than 3 years, it also gives off 3 crops. Till the Shmuel Levi Chazaka Gimel Gederis. According to Shmuel, it's called a good Chazaka after cutting down 3 times 3 crops. All right, turn over. In the court, Shmuel Sanof, it's Chazaka, cutting down 3 Gederos. Rashban says, I've got like a Gimashon Shlemos. Well, the Ravna, being a Gimashon of Yom Yom. Satsum Achleikis. But I call upon them, they all agree that Nir is not called a Chazaka. Mashmachur, that should be the Maskon here, that Nir, somebody just plows the field, is Lehav Chazaka. With that alone, you have no chazaka. The owner has the right to say, I wasn't mecha because you're just doing me a favor. Very good. Come and plow more and more. That doesn't bother me. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel says in the Mishnah that the medvam amurim sod alovin. When does our Mishnah say this 3 years? That's by a field that you're planting vegetables. But a sod ilon is different. If you have trees there, trees is different. By trees, he said there, if you have on the same field, if you have grapes growing, and you have olives growing, and you have dates growing, so one after another, when you get finished cutting down all the grapes, that's like one chazaka. When you get finished cutting down all the dates, that's another chazaka. When you finish cutting down all the olives, that's a third chazaka. So you cut in 1 month, also you can have a chazaka, gimel shonim like. So you cut down each crop, that's still like another chazaka. Omer Rabbi, Rabbi says like this, Midi Rabbi Yishmo from Rabbi Shmuel, Nishmo the Rabbonim, here according to the Rabbonim, that hoyuloy shloishim ilonis. Let's say a person had 30 trees growing in his field. Mimata asar lebeisah. that every day saw had 10 trees growing there. So in such a case now, Ochel Asar B'Shon Azu, if you eat 10 trees this year, let's take one base kur, the Asar B'Shon Azu, and the second year you eat from a different 10 trees. And the third year of the Asar B'Shon Azu, Harezu Chazaka, that's also called a good Chazaka. Hashem says, the Kimei, Shech, the Gimel Shon, the Chol Asodet, Dami.